感谢主王姐妹给我们很好的见证。
Thank God for a wonderful testimony from Sister Carol.
在开始见证，她就说她的见证比较不一样。
In the beginning of the testimony, she started with that her testimony is a little bit unusual.
确实，我们在四福音可以看到两种的见证。
It's true that in four gospel books, we can see two types of blessing.
马可十六章，主耶稣叫我们独去传福音。
Mark 16, Lord Jesus tells us to go out and preach the gospel.
信而受洗必然得救。
Those who believe and baptize will be saved.
信的人必有神迹随着。
And those who believe will be accompanied with the miracles.
接下去就讲医病赶鬼使人复活这些事情。
And then you will follow with those sickness being healed and the demon being cast out, all these miracles.
那神用神迹奇事证明所传的道。
So God used the miracle and signs to prove the word that He preached.
所以我们一般的见证都比较偏重这一种方式。
So the most testimony that we heard emphasized on this side of the blessings.
车祸不时大病祷告好起来。
In an accident that we were saved or we were saved from our sickness.
使人复活。
Or even the dead resurrected.
让我们很直觉感觉到有神，而且神的能力很大。
Let us intuitively know that there is a God and knowing that the grace of God is great.
那这一种的见证非常适合于布道。
And this type of blessing is very suitable for evangelical service.
或者初信慕道朋友。
Or even for newly baptized member or truth seekers.
但是如果我们到了约翰福音。
But when we read into the book of John.
主耶稣行了几个神迹。
There are several miracles that are performed by Lord Jesus.
前面他都有一个自我介绍。
In the beginning, it always starts with the introduction.
他说我是世界的光。
He would start with that, I'm the light of this world.
跟从我就不在黑暗里面走。
And if you follow me, you will not follow in the darkness.
然后他就医治一个瞎眼。
And then he will heal a blind.
用瞎眼得医治来阐明这个主耶稣是光。
So he used the blind receiving sight to declare that Lord Jesus is light.
然后他叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And then he raised Lazarus from dead.
那用这个来阐明我是生命，我是复活。
And he used this miracle to declare that I am the life, I am the resurrection.
所以每一个神迹后面都有一段意义在里面。
So every miracle follows with a meaning and message.
那这一段意义就是要改变我们的观念跟我们的生活。
And this message and meaning is to change our life and our concept.
不是很纯粹的只说神很伟大，这样而就结束了。
It's not merely to show that God is great and it concludes that way.
所以这个是值得我们思考的一个见证。
And this is something that worth our time to ponder.
主耶稣变饼给5000个人吃。
God, Lord Jesus changed bread to feed 5,000 people.
然后他说，我是生命之粮。
And he said, I'm the bread of life.
就用这个神迹来说明主耶稣跟我们每一天的关系是什么。
He uses miracle to explain how his miracle relates to our daily lives.
所以我们对日常生活的一些体验需要有进一步的来了解到底在属灵上而神是要传达什么讯息。
So from our daily experience with God, we need to know a step further what's the message behind all this experience that we received.
我想跟大家从她的见证来思想三点。
So from her testimony, let us ponder three points.
第一个是神的工作与对神的认识。
First is the God's work and the understanding of God.
有时候我们很注重在神的工作。
Sometimes we put a lot of emphasis on the work of God.
就好像在公司一样。
For example, it's like we are in a company.
设定目标。
We have a goal.
然后有什么执行方法。
And then what's our execution plan?
然后努力就去把它达成。
And then we'll put effort into it to accomplish this.
但是当我们在服侍神。
But when we are serving God.
非常不一样。
It's very different.
因为是神的工作。
Because it's the work of God.
所以神有神的时候，神有神的方法。
Because God has His timing, God has His method.
所以约翰福音里面主耶稣说，服侍我要怎么做
？So in the book of John, tell us how to serve God.
先看约翰福音。
Let's turn to book of John.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
二十六节。
John chapter 12 verse 26.
若有人服侍我，就应当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍的我人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
做圣工就是服侍神。
Doing holy work is to serve God.
但是主耶稣有一个条件啊。
But there's a condition.
服侍我要跟从我。
If you want to serve him, you need to follow him.
就是看清楚神主耶稣走在哪里，怎么走，我们跟着他走。
We need to see clearly where he's going, as we'll be able to follow him.
那这就是认识神。
So this is knowing Lord Jesus.
所以服侍本身是简单的。
So serving itself is not a hard task.
但是要看清楚神怎么走到哪里，这个是要属灵的操练。
But to see how God walks and what direction He's walking requires discipline.
那如果用这样的态度来服侍神
，And if we use this type of attitude to serve God,
二十六节说，我父必尊重他。
Verse 26 says, My Father will honor him.
这个是有条件的，
so、
是前面这样做，后面神就尊重。
So if you do this, then this will happen, and God will honor you.
所以服侍啊。工作跟灵修是合在一起的。
So to serve, to work, to serve God has to do with the spiritual cultivation.
保罗信耶稣问两个问题。
When Paul come to believe in Christ, he asked two questions.
值得我们来思考。
It's worth our time to ponder.
我们看使徒行传二十二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章
，Acts chapter 22
第八节
，verse 8。
我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫拿撒勒人的耶稣。
”So I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
保罗归主以后，问两个问题。
After Paul converted to Christ, and he asked two questions.
第一个问题。
The first question.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you?
保罗万万没有想到耶稣的回答是这样。
He never could imagine that this was the Lord's answer.
我就是你所逼迫拿撒勒人的耶稣。
I'm the one you who Jesus Christ whom you have persecuted.
在第六节，保罗要到大马色去逼迫基督徒。
And in verse 6, he had recorded that he was traveling to Damascus to persecute the Christians.
腓立比书说，保罗逼迫基督徒不是嫉妒，是热心。
Now in book of Philippians, they record that when Paul persecuted Christians, he is not out of envy, but out of zealous.
对犹太教的热心，对神的热心。
Because his zeal for Christianity, his zeal for God.
但是因为他不认识神。
But because he does not know God,
不知道神的旨意
，because he does not know the will of God,
所以他的热心反而是逼迫耶稣。
So his zeal become a stumbling block and become the persecution for other Christians.
所以后来保罗说，我是罪人的头。
Therefore, Paul later said that I am the first and foremost of the sinners.
他是犹太教的法利赛人。
Because he is the Pharisees of the lawyers.
是律法中没有可指摘的。
Of all the scribes and Pharisees, he cannot be blamed.
那为什么会变成罪人的头
？But how can he become the first and foremost of sinners?
对主耶稣不认识。
Because he does not know Christ.
所以第一个，我们服侍神要常常问主啊，你是谁
？So when we come to serve God, we must often ask ourselves, Lord, who are you?
这是对神的尊重。
This is a respect to our God.
因为圣工是神的工。
Because the work of God is His work.
神是主。
Our Lord is the Master.
我们是仆人。
We are the servants.
好，那第二个问题。
The second question.
第十节。
Verse 10.
主啊，我应当做什么
？Verse 10. What shall I do, Lord?
他问说你，我应当做什么
？So he asked, What shall I do, Lord?
这个是服侍。
This is a servitude.
前面是灵修。
The first part talks about spiritual cultivation.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you?
这个在前面。
This is in the front.
后面是我当做什么
？And follow with who? What shall I do?
那我们再看，主说进大马色，在那里要将所派你做的事告诉你。
So here continues to describe, arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do.
那为什么神就不直接告诉他？
Now why wouldn't the Lord tell him exactly what he needs to do?
还到大马色要派一个人告诉他。
Why does he need to send Paul into Damascus and have someone to tell him what to do?
让保罗学会在教会要凡事顺服。
It's enable Paul to learn that in the church he need to be submissive.
有时候神会感动人，告诉我们神要我们怎么做。
Sometimes God will move other person to tell us what to do.
那如果什么都是直接从神领受，人讲的话就听不进去了。
Now if we receive everything directly from God, then we can no longer hear what people say.
因为神要做，他会直接告诉我，你们讲的都不算。
Because we will simply feel that if God wants to do something, He will reveal to me directly. Whatever you say, I don't care.
所以连保罗神要做的工作也说，我会叫人告诉你。
So even the work that Paul needs to accomplish, God told him that you need to go there and someone will reveal to you, instruct you.
让他也会听一个神所用，可能是很卑微的人所讲的声音。
So that he can submit to a person used by God, and this person could be someone very lowly.
这个就是谦卑。
And this is a humility.
所以从他的见证让我们来思想第一个问题。
So from her testimony, we can ponder this first question.
就是神的工作与对神的认识。
God's work and coming to know God.
第二个问题。
The second question.
神的恩典。
God's blessing.
追求神的恩典与追求是恩典的神。
God's grace and God's blessing and then pursuing God himself.
我们常常把生活的焦点放在追求神的恩典。
We often put our focus of our life into pursuing the blessing and grace of God.
所以每一次祷告跪下去。
So every time we kneel down and pray,
人啊，医我的病啊，让我事业顺利，让我家里怎样，都是放在神的恩典上。
Oh God, please heal my sickness, bless my career, let me earn more money, and everything be peaceful.
有时候神是我们的父亲，他也真的听我们的祷告。
Because God is our Father, so sometimes He will hear our prayer.
但是很可惜的就是，当我们得到恩典，我们信仰的追求就停止了。
But unfortunately, sometimes when we receive this blessing, we stop pursuing our God, and our faith will stop there.
那下一次还需要恩典的时候，我再来求。
And next time when we need blessing and grace again, we'll come back and pursue God.
所以生活很平安的时候，我们就发现了不需要神也可以活着。
So when everything is smooth, we realize that we don't need God, we still can survive.
那在他的见证里面，让我们想到。
So in her testimony, we are able to come up with something.
如果要我选择，我选择神。
If I want to choose, I will choose God himself.
要追求神本身。
I want to pursue God himself.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
24节。众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上船往加百农去找耶稣。
24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus.
在第六章的第一节一直到10节，主耶稣变饼给5000个人吃。
So,In chapter 6, verse 1 to 10, it described that Lord Jesus feed 5,000.
那这五千个人吃过耶稣变的饼，对耶稣的主耶稣的态度有很大的改变。
So after this 5,000 have eaten the bread that Lord Jesus fed them, they changed their attitude toward Lord Jesus.
对，十五节。
So in verse 15,
他们要强逼耶稣作王。
They want to...take him by force to make him a king.
哇，太好了！你当王，我们天天有饼可以吃啊。
So wonderful! If you can be our king, we can have bread to eat every day.
那主耶稣不在，他们就上船要去找耶稣。
So Jesus is not there, so they got into boat try to find him.
那这样的宗教热忱，应该是很好才对啊。
So if you have this kind of zeal from your religious belief, is this supposed to be good, right?
但是主耶稣看得很清楚，到底他们在追求什么。
But Lord Jesus can see very clearly what they are after.
我们看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
二十七节。
27.
不要为必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
27. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
好，所以这个二十六节的下半句哦，你们找我不是因为见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
Because you come to look for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
不是因为真的认识他是神啊。
It's not because they really know Christ.
乃是因为他得到主耶稣所变的恩典。
Because they have, 吃饼得饱。 Because they have received the blessing that, that Lord Jesus has transformed, transcended.
那这里形容说这是必坏的食物。
And here described this as a perishable food.
所以不管我们得到今生多大神的恩典。
So no matter how great a blessing and grace we have received in this life.
这个都会过去的。
This all will pass away.
所以叫做必坏的食物。
And they are all perishable food.
它有价值，价值会消失。
It has its value in this world, but it will eventually vanish.
所以主耶稣在这里要提升他们属灵追求的目标。
So here, Lord Jesus want to elevate the pursuit of their life goal.
那到底要追求什么？
So what should they pursue after?
要存到永生的食物。
The food that will last everlasting.
玛纳吃的会死。
When you eat manna, you still will die.
因为那是物质的。
Because that's a physical food.
永生的食物吃了就不死。
But if you eat this food of eternity, you will never die.
那他们就问说，那到底这个把这个粮给我们吧。
So they ask, please give us this food.
所以三十五节。
So in verse 35,
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
So here say that Lord Jesus said that I'm the bread of life.
就是真粮。
This is a true bread.
所以永生的食物就是主耶稣本身。
So the bread of eternal life is Lord Jesus himself.
所以当他们在追求主耶稣变的饼，主耶稣讲说，你真的要追求是我，我是永生的食物。
So when they are pursuing the bread that Jesus gave them, what Lord Jesus is telling them, that you, what you should be pursuing is me, Lord Jesus.
他才会给我们永生。
And then he will give us eternal life.
然后三十五节
，verse 35，
信我的必到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
这个就是内心的满足。
This describes the satisfaction of internally.
也可以指的生命的丰盛。
It can also describe as a life abundance.
所以吃过很多饼，可能身体很壮，因为营养很好。
And maybe we after eating a lot of bread, you become strong because of nutrition.
但是如果没有追求生命之粮
，But without pursuing this bread of life,
我发现里面的灵性很空虚。
You will discover that the spirituality within are very poor.
也没有什么变化更新。
There's no transformation. There's no renewal.
但是当一个人开始在追求主耶稣
，But when a person begins to pursue Lord Jesus，
他里面生命会丰盛
，His life within will become abundant，
生活会变化
，His life will transform。
所以我们就可以看到很多人看很多异象，得到很多神迹，到最后家庭很多问题。
Then we will see that many people receive many blessings, see many visions, but at the end, they have a broken family.
为什么
？Why？
因为他所得的是那个会朽坏的饼。
It's because what they receive is a perishable.
这是好的。
It's good.
但是我们要去追求主耶稣本身进到我里面来改变我的生命。
What we really need to pursue is Lord Jesus himself so that he can come into our heart and transform ourselves.
生命丰盛到最后就是跟主耶稣一样。
The abundance of our life is to be like our Lord Jesus.
如果我们跟主耶稣一样
，If we are like our Lord Jesus，
这个家庭还会有问题吗
？Will there be problem in our family？
这个婚姻还会有问题吗
？Will there be problem with our marriage？
这个教会还会有问题吗
？Will there be problem in this church？
所以我们追求的方向初步是它变的饼。
So the direction of pursuit may start with the bread，
但是到最后 要追求生命之粮，耶稣本身。
But at the end, we must change that pursuit into the bread of life, which is Lord Jesus Himself.
当我们在见证神给我们一些啊物质上或者今生的恩典
，When we testify about the blessing and grace that we have received in this life,
这是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
但是当我们的生活真的有变化更新
，But when our life begin to transform and begin to renew,
哦，神的荣耀就在我们的家庭显现。
The glory of God will manifest in us and in our family.
不只是主耶稣得荣耀，就在我们的家庭荣耀神。
Not just Lord Jesus Himself, our family will glorify God.
这个就是神要我们追求的。
And this is what God wants us to pursue.
更有价值的追求。
A more valuable pursuit.
那如果我们进到追求主耶稣是生命之粮。
Now, if we have moved on to pursuing Lord Jesus as the bread of life,
我们的信仰就不会说平安的时候就信仰很冷淡，遇到患难祷告就很迫切，不会这样。
Then our faith will no longer be affect our surrounding when everything is smooth and we are fine, but when there's a tribulation, then our faith suffer.
因为我的灵性需要主耶稣来滋润，让我不断的成长。
Because our spirituality need to be nourished by Lord Jesus, so that we can grow.
我们越认识他，我们越渴慕他。
The more we know Him, the more desire that we want to be with Him.
我们更会追求他。
And we know we want to pursue Him even
more. 到最后跟保罗一样，我看世界如粪土，我就是要得着他。
So we will be like Paul in one day. We regard this world as rubbish.
但是如果只有吃饼得饱，可能很难找到这样的人。
So we can gain Lord Jesus, but if we are just eating the bread to have our fill, then it's very difficult.
因为主耶稣一开始讲比较深的道理，全部都跑光了。有哪一个人说我要丢弃世界来跟从他？
Because the minute Lord Jesus began to preach something deep, and all these people left.No one wants to follow him.
所以这第二个我们可以思想了。
So this is the second point that we can think about.
我们现在再来看第三个。
Let's come back to talk about the third point.
第三个就提到祷告靠着神来解决问题。
Third point is about to pray to rely on God to solve our problem.
然后进步到在问题当中不断的来成长。
And then it advances to the stage where we grow amongst our problems.
真的有时候，因为我们知道神很大的能力。
Sometimes we know God is all powerful.
每一个问题要祷告。
Every problem we need to pray.
靠神来解决。
We need to rely on God to solve our problem.
这个没有问题。
There's no problem with that.
我们开始初步的信仰可能是这样。
This is our faith usually begin this way.
但是
，However，
等我们信主久一点。
Once we believe for a long period of time,
我们就会开始了解神让问题发生，可能里面有什么功课要我们学。
We begin to realize that God lets some problem and issue happen in our life. Maybe there's a lesson for us to learn.
可能我们的价值观有问题。
Maybe there's a problem with our value system.
可能我们的人生目标有问题。
Maybe there's a problem with our life goal.
可能我们的生活的优先顺序有问题。
Maybe there's a priority that has been shifted in our lives.
所以今天。问题发生了。
So today, this problem happens in our lives.
所以在问题的解决的过程当中，我们能够一直朝正面发展。
So during the process of resolving the issue and problems, we can continue to grow in just the right direction.
有一天我们真的达到神要我们达到的目标。
And one day we reach the stage where God wants us to be.
我就发现，那个问题很容易，一下就解决了。
And then you will discover this problem is very easy, very easy to resolve.
所以这个信仰生活发生问题，我们在生活中发生问题。
So when there's a problem in our belief and life, in our lives,
我们除了求神怜悯，让我们早日解决之外，更重要是神啊，到底你要我做什么？
So we not only ask God to help us, have mercy on us to solve the problem, but what's more important, God, what do you want me to learn from this?
你要我在哪个地方改变
？In what area do you want me to change?
能够更合你的心意。
So I will be more like according to your will.
我的生活能够更得到你的同在。
So I can have your abundance.
这个常常是我们遇到困难的时候应该思想的问题。
So this should be the question that we should ask ourselves when we run into problem and tribulation.
所以我们的祷告要从求神用他的力量解决我们的问题，一直到求神让我在问题中能够长进。
So our prayer should start with praying to God to resolve and solve our problems to advance into a stage what God wants us to learn in our lives.
好，感谢主，这个见证帮助我们来思想一些信仰的生活问题。
Thank God, this testimony helps us to think of some problem that we might encounter in our faith.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
And now we're going to pray together.
求主耶稣圣灵浇灌我们。
We ask God to pour down His Spirit and fill in us.
更新我们。
To renew us.
让我们灵会之后真的有一种变化，变成新人。
So that after spiritual convocation, that we will have a life change, transformation, and become a new person.
那如果你要求圣灵、求恩典、带导、按手，请我们都到前面来。
So if you want to pray for Holy Spirit, pray for intercession, you want the laying of hands, please all come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.